First, we are going to continue with our series, History and Our Best Future, featuring Myron Buchholz, retired from 34 years of teaching high school history, but very much in the thick of swirling debates about the future of our country. So, Myron, a lot of people the last 6 years or so act as if Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is a brand new aspiration for our nation. We all know, or at least we should know, that all of the developed nations of the world and the leading economic forces of the globe have universal health care for their citizens, except the USA. But Myron, my understanding is that the U.S. actually tried to move in that direction several times in the past, but that we somehow just never made it. Can you say something about the historical direction of healthcare in the U.S. and where that might or might not be headed?
One of my close friends is a retired Army doctor, Tom Chisholm. And a number of years ago, we were having coffee and he said something to the effect that he heard it described as the healthcare industry. And he said, gee, I always thought I was a doctor. And I've always thought that to be very profound because in our modern sense, everything is profit-driven. And through the course of most of world history, healthcare wasn't driven by profit. It's only really the very recent times, post-World War II, probably more since the 80s, that the profit margin has been the most important factor in our, quote, healthcare industry, unquote. Patient care can take a back seat to that. If you look at the models that were talked about, and I do know that Teddy Roosevelt talked about a national health care system, and he was president at the very turn of the last century, that without removing the profit motive, we are not going to have significant change in how we have health care. With the profit motive, you have to have people go without. You cannot, by nature, cover everybody because poor people can't afford to pay for health care. So health care is really good for those who can pay for it. The HMO idea that came out of the Nixon administration in the 70s worked for a while. I remember I was in that system, and I thought that this was better. And then, of course, that fell apart. Again, I think mainly because of the profit motive. And so we struggled along with ever-increasing health care costs and with an ever-increasing number of people who do not have access to health care unless it's the emergency room. And now we have the Affordable Care Act, which has made a difference for many. But it still left people uninsured, and I tend to think that it will go the way of the HMO, that after a number of years, the insurance companies who are most interested in the profit, and they have to show an increasing profit every year in our present system. It's not enough to be profitable. You must show an increase in profit every year. Otherwise, you feel like a failure. And they say our shareholders will be angry. This is not sustainable. It can't continue. And so something's got to give. So I'm aware that Colorado has on their ballot coming up here in November. I believe it's called Colorado Care. It's going to be designed as a single-payer system working inside the confines of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. Vermont tried it and dropped it, but some interesting reasons as to why. I don't necessarily sure I agree with all of them. And at some point, people will have to look at the fact that you have a significant number of people who do not have access to the medical care, and that is going to cause some change eventually. We just can't leave people out.